Hi there, and welcome to the Engage Customer Podcast, where you'll discover the latest insights, opinions, and trends within the industry. This podcast is proudly sponsored by Salesforce, the world's number one service platform. With Salesforce, you have a 360-degree view of your customers, empowering agents and making interactions easy for your customers. The result? Deeper customer relationships built on intelligence, empathy, and trust. Visit sfdc.co/customer-service to find out more.
Today, our editorial director, Steve Hurst, is joined by Jerry Brown, aka the Customer Lifeguard, who is on a mission to save the world from bad customer service. He helps businesses save customers at risk of defecting and breathes life into their customer service operations and customer experience strategy. Jerry has provided organizational leadership on people development, business transformation, customer engagement, and technology enablement for some of the largest companies in the UK, Canada, and EMEA.
A warm welcome to our second in a series of regular EBM podcasts with Jerry Brown. Jerry's also the author of a new book, When a Customer Wins, Nobody Loses, which is available on Amazon. If you haven't read that book yet, it's I can recommend it to you. How are you today, Jerry?
Very well, thank you, Steve. We're still working our way through all of these challenges, but all in all, I'm fine. Thank you.
Good stuff. The last time we spoke, it was your birthday, Jerry. Did you have a good birthday celebration?
Yeah. I did, and it isn't today. You only get one a year, apparently, so I'm going to check on that before. Yes, but yes, I'm fine. I had a good birthday. Thank you.
Excellent. I hope the Côte de Bœuf went down well as well, Jerry. So
It was outstanding. I'm glad you remember that. But yes, it was outstanding.
Excellent stuff. Excellent stuff. Well, let's move on, Jerry, because we've got lots to get through today. The subject of today's podcast is a lasting legacy or internal damnation: why redemption is in the clouds. We've all looked at clouds on both sides now, I'm sure, Jerry, and looking forward to your take on cloud. So without further ado, I want to crack on, Jerry. What are some of the signs that your legacy system's time is up?
Well, I think, you know, this is exactly what we wanted to talk about today, Steve. And when we talk about legacy systems, the definition for legacy systems is a system, you know, that is effectively, it's past its time, which is probably unfair in some cases. But many organizations that I've worked with in the past, and I'm sure you're familiar with them, have lots of these legacy systems. And many of them, you know, do some stellar work. They are ticketing systems, they're order entry systems. You know, they're big, hulking monsters of systems, but they do the kinds of work that many businesses need. But unfortunately, you know, they're not as flexible or agile as many organizations need today. So when you start seeing things like customers on calls for a long period of time, because what it often does is it increases call lengths. So one of the signs is you start seeing calls taking longer and longer because people perhaps when they're asked for information isn't always, you know, what's your name, what's your phone number. They're asking for an order number. And I've sat and I've done side by sides with businesses where the advisors have had to ask for an order number, for a ticket number, almost anything except the information that you might need. So that's one of the things you start to see. The call length will start to get longer. If you're doing, if you're listening, doing call listening of any kind with your advisors, the advisors start to use terms like, my system is slow today, please bear with me, or other things like that. And that's code for I have to scroll through so many screens, I've lost the will to live. That's another sign that, you know, things aren't too good. And generally, just when people are struggling to find information, whether that's people, if you've linked your systems to the outside world, people coming in via web systems or other systems with other self-serve capabilities and can't find the information. Again, it's because the information is buried somewhere and it's not easily found. So these are the things that start to happen and that organizations find is a good sign that they've got issues with dealing with customers in an efficient way.
So is it fair to say, Jerry, that the newer organizations, if you're just a startup or a brand new organization, you've got kind of a built-in potential advantage because of the very nature you're new, you haven't got a legacy system to worry about. So does that give them a big advantage?
I think it does. I guess what the purpose of this discussion and what I, you know, what I've spoken about and written about quite often is that, yes, that's true. There's no question that startup organizations typically go straight for cloud type solutions because that's usually what's there. But at the same time, it doesn't necessarily mean that simply because you have a legacy system that you can't improve that in many ways. And it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to rip and replace it, because people are not always, you know, that's also something that people don't necessarily want to do. We think back to the early 2000s when CRM systems were really becoming all the rage, and with the latest buzzword, we heard so many tales of those kinds of implementations taking longer, costing far more, and often ending in disaster. And we still hear quite often from government situations where IT projects have gone south and cost a lot of money. So I think people are understandably concerned about necessarily just going, right, let's go out and find a brand new system. Whereas if they look at what they can do with the cloud, again, gives them a great ability to integrate their existing legacy. They don't have to throw it out. They can integrate it in a way that allows them to pull the data or push data into that legacy system, but have something else that provides the advisor and the customer with a much more elegant and agile system in real time.
Understood, Jerry. Understood. So what are the top three reasons that you would give why organizations should at least consider replacing their legacy systems to improve the customer experience? Let's face it, it's all about the customer experience.
It is indeed. Well, the first reason that I think, and it comes in the form of one word, which is immediacy. Most of us now want it. We want it even more now with what's going on around us. We want immediate answers. And so quite often, again, when people call into contact centers or even when they go online, if they're dealing with some of the slower, more clunky systems, getting immediate answers is really quite difficult because they don't want to be waiting around while somebody says, well, could you have placed the order under some other name? When did you place the order? Who did you speak to? And on and on and on, those kinds of things. So that's one reason, immediacy.
Yeah.
The second reason to me is confidence and accuracy. And in that sense, this is where the advice comes into play. I've seen, and again, doing side by side, sitting with advisors, listening to them struggle to find that information in the legacy system quite often. And of course, from their perspective, they're embarrassed. So they don't have the confidence to deal with a customer, knowing that they can find that customer information quickly and be able to do it in a way that that they can provide answers, because that's what they want to do. They want to help the customer. They want to give their customer experience. And again, I've listened and heard them be quite frustrated. So I think that's the second reason that we feel that we can help with the cloud system. And I guess thirdly, it has to do with, again, self-service. If you are looking to self-serve, and clearly many organizations are looking to do that, and again, with what we're going through right now, we found that if you have that ability to self-serve more effectively, and we all got a little frustrated with this, but again, cloud systems tend to have far better integration capabilities. So if you go online and you need to access your account or you need to do something that allows you to self-serve, and as long as that self-service is working well, then certainly having a cloud system, having the ability to integrate with it more effectively, again, can improve the customer service you're providing, take the pressure off the calls. And again, this is something that's happening right now, and provide the customer with a great customer experience through a self-serve capability.
So do you think the current situation with the pandemic is almost like another reason to consider replacing legacy systems at this time?
Well, I think it's been proven with many businesses. I think we've seen, I've certainly seen many articles being written about this where companies have been able to become much more agile. And of course, people might be asking, you know, why didn't you do it before? But I think it has made a difference, the ability to do this. And especially with something like remote working. Clearly, remote working has become increasingly important these days. And trying to do that with an older legacy system is really tough. And I think back quite a few years to when remote working was supposed, you know, was initially, people began to talk about the importance and the ability for people to work at home. And quite often, again, that was difficult because people would say, well, you've got to install you've got to have a big computer at home. You've got to be able to have a telephone line, you know, all of these things. Well, now with the cloud, being able to dial in even on a smartphone, an advisor can become very quickly very active and do the things that they need to do. Clearly, there are still going to be some security issues. Those will never go away. But for the most part, cloud systems are pretty good at security. So I think all the reasons that people may have been reluctant have gone away. And again, what we found recently is this can really help organizations provide service remotely much quicker, much faster, and much more effectively.
So it's been a kind of a catalyst, really, then, yeah, for this change towards cloud. Yeah. Yeah.
It has indeed, and I think I think that many of the reasons that we, as I mentioned, that people were reluctant to do them, I think they have been answered. But this again has really helped kick this into play, and I think people are finding that they can now do these things, and I don't think they're not going to go back. I think at this point.
Okay, Jerry, I think we covered this to some extent, but and we said many organisations are reluctant to rip and replace systems. How would you address their concerns, Jerry?
Well, I think the one nice thing about cloud is that you have the ability much more easily to do a trial. Most cloud companies now, you could probably go on and pick a number of names, whether they're CRM or whether they're a contact center or whatever the application might be. And again, the cloud has the pandemic has brought this to the fore. Many organizations are offering 60-day trial periods for their systems, you know, all singing, all dancing, to be able to try it out. And of course, this is what's been available in cloud for some time. So if you decide you want to try something, most cloud providers are very keen to others to get you to do that. So they will allow you the opportunity to do a 30-day or a 45-day trial or something like this, which gives you the chance to evaluate it. If you want to go for a full-blown proof of concept, most of these businesses will do that. There might be some charge for that, but it's a lot different from a full-blown deployment. So it allows you to see if, in fact, it does what it says on the tin. And specifically what I mentioned earlier about pulling data in and out, because one of the things that I've seen and I've been involved in quite a few cloud deployments is where they have these big back-end systems, having APIs, application programming interfaces, to be able to work with those. So in other words, if you have a cloud system that has the basic customer data in there, their previous order, and all the things that will give the device that confidence. Typically, many of these systems have the capability to be able to log into the back-end system when required. So once the agent has answered the customer's initial query, I see, Mr. Manius, it's an order you're looking at. Let me just check that. Oh, yes, I see it as an order number here.
Yeah.
Would you like me to check that for you? Yes, I would. Right. And they can typically click on something and the back-end system comes into view, and now they've got all the information that's in that system that they need to be able to answer the inquiry. So most organizations that I've worked with have found they can do this, they can test this, and it proves effectively that, at least in that sense, that part of it is going to give them the capability they need and talk about and give them the things I mentioned earlier, immediacy, confidence for the advisor, and also the ability to link in with front-end or self-service systems.
Thanks for that, Jerry. Obviously, we always link the CX to the EX these days, and we always have done engaged. But so how does moving away from legacy systems benefit the customer experience and the employee experience, in your view?
Well, I think, as I mentioned earlier, it provides, the first thing is speed. So we all want things handled much more quickly. But it also has a way of providing much more, I think, definitive information. If you've gone into, again, legacy systems can have things that are not updated immediately, whereas most cloud systems are updated, and with workflow, you can update a system much more quickly. So if you happen to be, from a customer experience perspective, if this is if your system is being front-ended by self-service in some way, typically you'll go in there and find that's updated quite quickly. I think you think about something like Amazon. Amazon's a good example. I know we quite often use Amazon as examples. But I had a great example last week. I'd ordered something on Monday of this week, which was out of stock. And I thought, well, I'll order it anyway. And then I checked a couple of days later. It was still showing, delivery of a few weeks. And then in no time at all, next thing I know, it's out for delivery. And, you know, that system had been updated quite quickly. Now, they think that is probably a big system behind it. But the point is the front of that gives you that information quickly and tells you what's going on. You go, oh, that's great. You know, it's going to come much sooner than I expected. So the customer experience is better. As we all know, we don't have to call anyone at Amazon. That information is made available to customers. And as a result, it saves them time, money, and effort in doing that. And of course, the thing I mentioned earlier about the employee having far more confidence in being able to say, yes, let me just check that. And again, they can very quickly get into the system, find out what the information is, provide that answer to the customer, and they're not stuck on a call for a long time. They feel good that the customer's happy. And again, those things working together, the customer experience, the employee experience, as we've talked about in previous situations, is when you know what the issues are from an employee, you know, employees feeding this stuff back and saying, you know, it's really frustrating when someone, I have to tell someone they have to wait while I try and find the information for them. Having this information much quicker absolutely improves both the employee and the customer experience.
So a win-win really then, Jerry, from your
definitely
point of view.
And, and that's what we're always looking for with those two, those CX-EX combinations, is the fact that it's got to be winning for obviously the name of my book.
When a customer wins, nobody loses. I was going to pick up on that.
Exactly what happens. And I think, you know, the ability for that advisor, and, you know, you work with many people in the contact center business, you know how important it is to keep them happy, to keep them confident, because otherwise, you know, they're frustrated and, you know, they'll end up going somewhere else and you'll lose them.
Yeah, absolutely. Agree, Jerry. Yeah. We've already touched on the pandemic and the very few conversations these days don't touch on it. But how would you say that COVID-19 has impacted companies from a customer service and CX perspective? And how has cloud technology helped them to overcome some of those challenges, Jerry?
Well, I think I saw there was an interesting article on LinkedIn yesterday about whether or not, you know, is customer experience still important in this world? And I think the general consensus was, yes, absolutely it is. And again, I think what's happened is this has helped people. I think customers have become more understanding. We all have, for all of the things that we do, we've had to become a bit more understanding about things. And I think if that's been helped by the fact that some of these new systems that have quickly come into play have been able to provide people with the answers they need. I'm sure we've all gone through scenarios where we've had to do something recently, and we've gone to those websites where it said, well, I'm sorry, you know, we're exceptionally busy and we're not able to answer your calls as quickly, and we're prepared to be a little understanding. But, you know, I've had some really good experiences. One organization that we quite often hear lots of bad press about is HMRC. I had to make a couple of inquiries to HMRC over the last little while. And the phone lines were busy, as they mentioned, but they had a really good chat service. And I got through to an agent on chat on more than one occasion in about 10 minutes. And what the good news was is they had all the information to help me. Quite often you go to a chat service and you find that they don't actually have they can't answer your question. They either say, oh, I'm sorry, I don't have access. I had a similar experience again this past couple of weeks with a large telecommunications provider that will remain nameless for the time being, and I needed to get something done, and they said, try our chat. I went to their chat and got through to somebody quite quickly. That part was good. And then when it came to my question, that's another platform I don't have access to. Well, that's not what I'm looking for. So where you have it wasn't joined up. And that's, again, cloud can really help you join these things together, because, again, with the integration capabilities, if you have to go to another system, then, you know, the ability to do that is there in the cloud. It simply makes that much easier to do. It's not going to be perfect, but it's much easier to do than if you're dealing with an older clunky system where if you do need to integrate it with something else, it's either going to cost you a lot of time and or a lot of money.
So it sounds like HMRC may be using a cloud system, Jerry.
Well, I'm not sure what they're using.
Shout out for them. Yeah, check it out. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Indeed.
Well, as I say, it's very rare to hear good things said about HMRC. So I would say shout out for them. And maybe because HMRC has been so heavily involved with the pandemic in terms of the furloughing and the system. Maybe it's kind of they've got their act together, it's woken them up, and they're now more efficient and more likely to help.
Yeah. Well, I think it's a good example of people recognizing how important it is, because clearly they were getting lots of calls. I wasn't calling specifically about that, but it was, you know, I run my own business, so I have to have some discussions with them around business things. But at the same time, they clearly provided a capability so that people can get through. And as let's face it, as long as the chat is done well and it's handled by professional, knowledgeable people, well, it works as well as anything. It's only when you get those other scenarios that I mentioned where people can't answer your questions and you waste time waiting for the chat person to come online and then they can't answer it. That is bad customer experience. That is very frustrating.
Yeah, I do like live chat myself. And one of the things I like about live chat, you can print it out if you need to.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
If
you need to refer back to it, you need to have that transcript. It's really good. And again, that's a cloud, you know, capability. That type of information is there. And for again, you call in again, and the advisor should have access to that. So if you have to say, I was talking to someone last week, you can probably even give them the name, and they can go, oh, yes, I see you were talking to my colleague Joe or Harry or whoever, and it's all there for them. So again, these are the kinds of things that the cloud systems allow you to do and provide much more as part of their basic functionality than many of the older systems do.
Thanks for that, Jerry. Time for one final question, I think. Just wrapping up, Jerry, what are the benefits that reducing dependencies on legacy can have for digital transformation? I mean, digital transformation has been talked about, has always been talked about, but probably more so in the last 3 months than ever before.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Many of the things that I've already related to will make a difference. But when we think about digital, and for many people, it means digital means for many people having access to multiple channels. That's one area that I realize is not the only one. So that means I want to, as many people say, we want to be able to provide customers with the ability to contact us by the system of their choice. So if that means they want to send us an email, if that means they want to go onto a website, whatever it happens to be, again, the integration with cloud systems is generally far more flexible, and you can then say, fine, irrespective of how you contact us, that information will be in the system to allow you to be updated so that that information is current. It's going to be the information you're looking for, and therefore, again, you're providing a good immediate service. It takes your costs are down because you don't have to have that phone call. And all of the things that digital hopes to achieve can be done more effectively when you have a cloud system that supports that. So if you want to, AI is obviously a big thing now. Most of the systems have an AI capability. So if you have artificial intelligence, or you have a chatbot or whatever it happens to be, that ability for that to go into that system, find out the information, play that back in whatever format you want, again, cloud has much more capabilities than that. And also then, if the call needs to go through, if you still then need to complete a call because the information wasn't as complete as you would like as a customer, and you say, well, I need to talk to someone, all of the things that happened prior to that should go to the advisor when that call comes through. So they're not asking you the same questions all over again. They're saying, oh, I see, we did provide some answers for you, Mr. Brown, but what more can I help you with? So there are so many reasons why cloud just really helps in being able to create that environment that works much, much better in a digital world than some of the older legacy systems.
Yeah. Thanks for that, Jerry. Actually, we're running here in Gage, we're running our customer engagement transformation digital event, actually an online event in September. So the progress being made with digital transformation, we'll be looking at that in some detail in September. So thanks, Jerry. Any final? We've got another one coming up, another podcast with you a couple of weeks time. Have you started to think about for that next one, Jerry?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that I'm finding is really important, and again, this has happened it's happening now as much as anything, but it's the ability for advisors to have some really good conversations. And a little while ago, I developed both a blog and a presentation and a workshop called conversation, not confrontation. The idea behind this is that we're all used to calling in, having discussions with advisors in the contact center, or interacting with a bot, or having a chat, whatever it happens to be. And quite often, those conversations do become confrontational because we're frustrated, we're upset because we haven't got an order, or whatever it happens to be. And really, right now, that has become even more important. The ability for an advisor to understand what that customer is going through. They may be locked down, they may be alone, there's all kinds of emotions going through their mind. And I think some time ago, I started to think about this, and I was greatly influenced, and I'll mention this if we do something around this, by a lady called Elizabeth Stokoe, who's written a book called Talk. And Elizabeth Stokoe is a professor at Loughborough University, and she has been studying conversational analysis for many, many years, and has come up with some really great ideas around how conversation can change the way we interact with people. She's used to dealing with people in very difficult hostage-taking situations and on other interactions. But the same things can be applied across our customer service world. And knowing how, the way I say it, it's having the right words to say at the right time, in the right way. And if you can help people do that in a more effective way, it will really make a difference in how you deliver on your customer experience promises. So I think that's something we can certainly look at working with.
Next time, yeah. Well, you've whetted my appetite, Jerry, for that one, because I'm sure that the word empathy is going to be used at least once in our podcast, our next podcast, because I think empathy is clearly very important, especially now. So looking forward to that, Jerry, and thanks for your time today. And we'll speak again very soon. Take care and stay
safe. Steve. As always, my pleasure, and you too. Thank you.